U.S. Special Envoy, and Trump's son-in-law to join Gaza peace talks in Egypt. Five takeaways from Pam Bondi's tense partisan Senate hearing. At least 24 killed as paraglider drops bombs at Myanmar Buddhist festival. Time may be running out for Master of Clocks. Macron, what next for France? White House suggests some federal workers may not get back pay after shutdown. Scientists' off-grid hike interrupted by news of Nobel Prize win. Dolly Parton's sister asks fans to pray for country singer. German mayor critically injured in stabbing attack. Police say gold surges past 4,000 announce a uncertainty fuels rally. Japan football officials sentenced for viewing child abuse images on plane. Chad cuts ties with wildlife charity linked to Prince Harry. Dazzling supermoon illuminates skylines around the world. Two Austrian women's witched at birth meet 35 years later. Albanian judges hot dead in court by Mandarin trial. Third person dies from methanol poisoning in Brazil. Is leap with a gas mask. On, life next to Portland protest angering Trump. The deadly dose inside India's cough syrup obsession. Jeremy Bowen, 2 years on, will Israel and Hamas seize the chance to end the war? I was lucky to get out. Everest hikers battle hypothermia as blizzard rescue continues. Why is Trump trying to deploy the National Guard to U.S. cities? Yet another French PM resigns, spelling yet more trouble for Macron. What are the key sticking points in Trump's Gaza peace plan? What we know about the hostages still in Gaza. BBC correspondents share their memories of 7th of October. Watch race to reach hikers stranded by Mount Everest blizzard. Watch will President Trump get a Nobel Peace Prize? Cars swept away in Bulgaria floods. Silver, HSBC hikes price forecasts, sees record high, soon on gold spillover. Gold prices hit record high, cross $4,000 in zots amid political economic uncertainty. Oil prices rise as traders weigh mixed U.S. inventory, supply outlook. All stranded Everest hikers evacuated from remote Tibetan Valley. EIA hikes, U.S. oil output forecast says oversupply will slash prices. Trump mulls cutting billions in funds from list of clean energy projects. U.S. power use to reach record highs in 2025 and 2026, EIA says. U.S. oil futures rise as API shows larger crude build, but product inventories fall. Oil settles flat amid OPEC plus output hike. Supply glut fears, Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.1%. Jefferies backs Persimmon as top pick, sees valuation upside for UK builders. BYD shares rise as Tesla's low-cost models underwhelm. Tech Resources cuts 2025 copper output forecast after Q3 sales miss. Crypto race to tokenize stocks raises investor protection flags. Denmark nears order of 16 Lockheed Martin F-35 jets for up to DKK-29B report. Google to invest $10 billion in data center cluster in India report. OpenAI Anthropic I investor funds to settle AI lawsuits. FT reports OpenAI Anthropic consider using investor funds to settle lawsuits. Honda's grip on Vietnam motorbike market looks shaky on EV switch. Malaysia eyes more subsidies aid to tackle living costs in 2026 budget. Nvidia among investors in XAI's $20 billion capital raise, Bloomberg. In lieu of government data, investment firm Carlyle reports subdued U.S. hiring. API weekly crude stock surpasses forecast, reversing previous decline. U.S. government shutdown will delay Social Security. 2026, COLA announcement. Consumer credit growth slows, falling short of forecasted figures. NY Fed finds rising worry about state of job market in September. Expansionary Irish budget targets business over tax cuts for workers. Germany's debt to rise above 80% by 2029, Stability Council says. Bangladesh approves U.S. wheat imports, hoping to ease trade tensions. Stocks drop, gold cracks $4,000 on political anxiety. Gold crosses $4,000 for first time, building on historic rally. New Zealand delivers jolt to frail economy with 50 BP rate cut, flags more easing.